Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9. Ambarish Maharaj offended by Durvasa Muni, the chapter 4. Today we have text 68. Very important.
Sadavo Hridayam Mahyam.
Sadavo Hridayam Mahyam.
Sadunam Hridayam Tvaham. Mad anyate na jananti, naham tebyo manakapi.
Word by word.
Sadavaha.
The pure devotees.
Hridayam.
In the core of the heart.
Mahyam.
Of me.
Sadunam,
of the pure devotees also.
Hridayam,
in the core of the heart.
Tu,
indeed.
Aham,
I am.
Mat anyat,
anything else but me.
Te,
they.
Na,
not.
Jananti,
no.
Na,
not.
Aham,
I.
Tebyaha,
then them.
Manakapi,
even by a little fraction.
Cessation
of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The pure devotee is always within the core of my heart, and I am always in the heart of the pure devotee. My devotees do not know anything else but me, and I do not know anyone else but them. For example, Sadavo Hridayam Mahyam is meaning, what is the meaning? Sadavo Hridayam Mahyam. The pure devotee is always within the core of my heart. This is the translation. The first line. Sadavo Hridayam Mahyam. Sadunam Hridayam Tvaham. And I'm always in the heart of the pure devotee. This is the second line translated. You can remember. Purport.
Since Durvasa Muni wanted to chastise Maharaj Ambarish, it is to be understood that he wanted to give pain to the heart of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For the Lord says, Sadavo Hridayam, Hridayam Mahyam, the pure devotee is always within the core of my heart. The Lord's feelings are like those of a father who feels pain when his child is in pain. Therefore, offenses at the lotus feet of a devotee are serious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has very strongly recommended that one not commit any offense at the lotus feet of a devotee. Such offenses are compared to a mad elephant because when a mad elephant enters a garden, it causes devastation. Therefore, one should be extremely careful not to commit offenses at the lotus feet of a pure devotee. Actually, Maharaj Ambarish was not at all at fault. Durvasa Muni unnecessarily wanted to chastise him on flimsy grounds. Maharaj Ambarish wanted to complete the Ekadashi Parana as part of devotional service to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore he drank a little water. But although Durvasa Muni was a great mystic Brahmana, he did not know what is what. That is the difference between a pure devotee and a so-called learned scholar of Vedic knowledge. The devotee is being always situated in the core of the Lord's heart, surely get all instructions directly from the Lord, as confirmed by Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 10.11.
Tishameva nukampatam aham agyana jamtamaha nashayamya atma bhavasto jnana dipene basvatam.
Out of compassion for them, I, dwelling in the hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. The devotee does not do anything not sanctioned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As it is said, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigya Nabujoy. Even the most learned or experienced person cannot understand the movements of a Vaishnava, a pure devotee. No one, therefore, should criticize a pure Vaishnava. A Vaishnava knows his own business. Whatever he does is precisely right because he is always guided by the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Sadavo hridayam mahyam sadunam hridayam tvaham madanyatena jananti naham tevyo manakapi.
The pure devotee is always within the core of my heart, and I am always in the heart of the pure devotee.
My devotees do not know anything else but me, and I do not know anyone else but them.
This is a very important verse for all of us. This verse is also quoted in Bhagavad Gita, in 7th chapter, 18 shloka. And we also read the translation, which is a little bit elaborate translation Prabhupada he gave.
Here in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada, he wrote the translation, the devotees are always in my heart and are always in the hearts of the devotees. The devotee does not know anything beyond me, and I also cannot forget the devotee. There is very intimate relationship between man and the pure devotees. Pure devotees in full knowledge are never out of spiritual touch, and therefore they are very much dear to me.
This verse is telling us how dear are devotees to the Lord and how dear is Lord to the devotees. And who is speaking this verse?
Krishna
is speaking, yes. To whom?
Durvasa.
Huh? Durvasa Muni, he was big yogi. Big yogi, big mystic. he was very powerful mystic yogi. Yeah? And what was the problem with him? This is the problem with yogis. They are not humble. They're proud. Proud of his spiritual power, in mystics' powers, because we can attain in yoga practice, we can attain different siddhis, ashta siddhi, the 8 perfections of yoga. And Durvasa Muni, he wanted to show his power to Ambarish Maharaj, who was like a king, a low-class king. I am a learned brahmana and a yogi. But he did great mistake. He gave big blunder. And after we'll see in the next chapter, is now we are in the end of this chapter. Durvasa Muni, he committed great offense. To not ordinary person, but to a Vaishnava, great Vaishnava, Maharaj Ambarish, which is described in the beginning of this chapter, he served the Lord with body, mind, and words, with all his heart. And he dedicated all his life to the service of the Lord. Service of the Lord. And for example, when you will go out of this room and you will meet some devotee today, or some friend, what important lesson do you like to convey to this person or to this devotee from today's verse and purport?
What is the most important lesson we have to learn today? What you will share with others, some devotee? Huh? I said, my dear devotee, what I heard today? Huh? You want to know what you heard in the class? Because this is the privilege that we can hear in Srimad Bhagavatam class. It is a privilege. Not everyone has this privilege. Yeah, this is positive. But we have to avoid if we want to save our lives. Not to offend devotees. Yeah. This is very important lesson. The most important lesson in our spiritual life. We can do whatever else we can do. But one thing we have to be careful, not to offend devotees. Why every day, after the Mangala Arati, we offer our humble obeisances to all the devotees who are like desire trees, can fulfill the desires of everyone, and are full of compassion to the fallen conditioned souls. Therefore, every day we apologize to the devotees for committing willing or unwilling, unintentional offenses. We are committing all the time offenses, especially in our stage when we are not pure devotees. If we have a pure heart, then we don't commit offenses. With impure heart is tendency that we will commit offenses. Therefore, we have to be careful not to commit offenses. Therefore, we immediately apologize to the devotees. And nowadays, with social media, we more easily commit offenses. In Kali Yuga, with advances in modern technology, we more easily commit offenses. Therefore, we have to be even more careful. And have to take to our heart this instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam, of Vedic literature, of devotional service. We want to advance our life, we want to go back to Godhead, we want to attain pure love of Godhead, Krishna Prema, which is the goal. Prema Pumarto Mahan, which is a parcha of Purusharta. This is the fifth goal of human life, which is first goal is Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, then religiosity, then Artha is economic development, and then Kama, sense gratification, Moksha, liberation. And we have the higher goal than even these four goals of human life, which is Prema, Pumarto Mahan, which is pure love of Godhead. But we cannot attain pure love of Godhead if we commit offenses to the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. Because we don't commit only offenses to the white devotees, but Mr. Prabhupada is explaining us that devotees are in the heart of the Lord, and we commit offenses to the Lord. We commit offenses to the Lord. They like we are sometimes thinking, I love only me and Krishna, only me and Krishna, no other else. There is no other one else. Ne? Only me and Krishna, and to others I can do what with others I can do whatever I want. Ne? But it's not correct. Ne? Krishna is teaching against this. You will not pass this exam so easy. Ne? You didn't learn the lesson. If you commit offenses to the devotees, you commit offense to the me. Because we are unseparated. I and devotees, we are like this. Big bond. This is eternal relationship between devotees and the Lord. And we cannot imagine ourselves that we are making some advancement in spiritual life if we are committing offenses to the Lord or to the devotees. And we are thinking that everything will all right. Nothing is happening. If we are careless, we have to be very careful. And don't take it for granted. Therefore, we have to regularly study Srila Prabhupada books, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, that we can learn that our path back to Godhead, our devotional life will be progressing, will progress for neophyte stages to the higher stages of devotional life. If we don't, for example, if we examine ourselves, if we don't advance, then we have asked ourselves what we are doing in devotional service. Usually we commit some offenses. Therefore we don't advance. If we don't have taste for devotional service, if we don't taste for the holy name, if we don't have taste for prasadam, if we don't have a taste for the cessation of devotees, if we don't have taste for reading, if we don't lack with some lack of taste, there is very usual, obvious mistake what we are doing, and that we are committing some offenses, knowingly or unknowingly, we are some offenses. Therefore, we are all the time devotee have this humble attitude, which is described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every day we recite Shikshashtakam. It's not like ritual. Every day, for many years, we recite Shikshashtakam morning with Krishna Kshetra Maharaj. So beautiful is chanting the Shikshashtakam. Trinada Pisanichna, Tarora Pisahichna, Manina, Manadena, Kirtanya, Sadahari. Therefore, this, what we recite, is meant that we remind ourselves every day what we have to do in the devotional service, and how we can progress devotional service, what is important in devotional service, what is favorable, what is not favorable in devotional service. This is the all limbs of Sharanagati. Community of devotees also cannot properly grow if we commit offenses, if we don't follow this instruction of the Lord, which is described in this verse and the purport. Then we can do so many other things, but we miss the point. We miss the point. Will not help us a lot of Lakshmi, a lot of money, a lot of big buildings, or whatever, nice buildings. But there will be empty. There will be no devotees. No devotees. Because our Krishna consciousness depends on our endeavor and Krishna's mercy. Guru Krishna Prasada, Yasa Prasada, Bhagavad Prasada. What is our endeavor? We have to be endeavor to avoid to commit offenses. It is in our hands. The advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. This is our attitude. Here is described the attitude of the Lord. This attitude of the Lord, that devotees are my heart, I am the heart of devotees, and we have intimate relationship, and we cannot live separately. The devotees and the Lord, they are inseparable. This is so great love. And now, in our stage, we love so many other things, except devotees and the Lord. So we have to transform our heart, transform from lust to love. Lust means so-called material love, and love is prema, Krishna prema, love of Godhead. Love of Godhead also includes love of devotees. Don't remember, it's not that love of Godhead is, I can hate devotees, I love the Lord. It's not going together. This is neophyte, this is materialistic mentality, or I love the devotees, I don't love the Lord, it's the same. Or for example, if we goes both ways, for example, if we disrespect, if we offend the Lord, because the Lord is in the devotee's heart, in the devotee's painful for devotees, and if you offend devotees, it's painful for the Lord. like each side in the boat, in each direction, in, we are in problems, no? We are in trouble. So one thing is, for example, if we commit offense to the Lord is telling, I forgive this crazy fellow. No? Yeah? Because the Lord is giving, and forgiving. No? And we are getting, and forgetting. No? But the Lord is said that if someone commit offense to my devotees, this person I cannot forgive. This was happening on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Arjuna, he wanted to forgive anyway to Kuros, né, to the other side, other party. But the Lord said, no, I will not forgive, because they offend my devotees, my pure devotees, Pandavas and others. I will give big lesson. Yeah? I will show. Kurukshetra war was because of this, because of offense to the devotees. If we offend, for example, the Lord will forgive. Okay, you don't know what he is doing, but he offend his devotees. The Lord will not look like this now. Like this, no. That we have to be very careful. This is the most important lesson with what we can learn today from this verse. And also, there is another offense. When we are going outside, there are potential devotees. We don't know who is who. Where you are going to now is Padayatra. Padayatra Eco Caravana Slovenia 2022. Also, how we are behaving towards the public. This is called one offense, Jiva Himsa, one offense, the holy name, is offenses to the other living entities. Yeah. The other living entities. Therefore, our prime directive is, this all over the, this is what we learn from past mistakes. We learned our prime directive is, what is our prime directive? Who knows, maybe. That's our prime directive when we go out. Yes, leave everyone with good impression. Even if they take the holy name, they like Harinam, they don't like Harinam, we leave them good impression. If they take prasadam, or don't take prasadam. If they take book, or don't take book, you always leave them with good impression. Why? Because we are representing the Lord, the whole movement, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and we are the ambassadors of goodwill. And we are not out for ourselves, we are in the service business. We are serving. We are servant. Then, for example, every day before we are going to Padayatra, we are only thinking how today we can do better Padayatra. This is our motto. ABS, always better service. What we can improve today. Everyone can think what he can improve today. Ourselves and together, what we can improve. But also, it's not only because improvement. Improvement of Padayatra depends what we do before Padayatra. Isn't it? Before we go out, we go 3 o'clock, we go out, and what we do before 3 o'clock. For example, one morning waking up, we are going to rest, and before till we go out, what we are doing. Influencing our Padayatra, will good or not so good, will improve or not improve. but we are Krishna's instruments. Have to remember, this was Nimitta Matra Bhavya Seva Sachin. This was the instruction Krishna to Arjuna. Be only my instrument. This is what we are.
and we go out and just working for Krishna. It's Krishna's business. It's not our business. No? We are in Krishna's business. And we are always humble and hungry. And first, why we go for Padayatra? First, we go for our purification, then for others' purification. Purify our heart. And we are doing the service for the service sake. And for example, Shishi Panchatattva Shikoni Taiki Jaya, Dita Gora Nataraj Ki Jaya. Who gets the most credit, the most benefit out of Padayatra? Huh? Devotees. Devotees, ourselves, we get the most credit. No? Yes, we have the most credit. We save one soul at the time beginning with ourselves. For the self, ourselves. And what is important, and that we stay humble means that we are not condescending. You know what? Everyone knows what it means, condescending. They don't see them all this, inferior. What is the difference between us and them? What is the difference between them, us and them? Ah, yeah, correct, Mataji. We get mercy. Any time gap is only here, né? Between them and us. We get mercy, they are still waiting for mercy. And we treat others with respect, and also each other with respect. But you know, we offer kind words. This was very big difference when I was a little bit in the East. By returning here in the Europe, I was surprised. I could not imagine what vocabulary they are using here in the West and in the East. In the East, I didn't hear that, especially in India and Sri Lanka. I didn't hear this, maybe very rarely, some of this slang, you know, these bad words. You don't hear. Also foreign, for example in Tamil, in the languages they have, when it's rain, we say, oh, rain, ah, rainy days today, we are depressed. Né? But they're saying, good rain, they have by word, good rain. Né? When it rain falling down, it's good rain. This is a different thing, spiritual culture and material culture. Né? And here in the West, they are speaking so many bad words. Every second word is, how is it called this? Kletvice. Swearing. They're swearing all the time. Left and right, cursing everyone. therefore, for us, the devotees who are this lifetime born in the West, it's even more easy to commit offenses. To devotees, because we are grown up in this bad culture, no culture. No? Yes. It's one joke everybody heard. What is the difference between the Eastern culture and what is the difference between Western culture and yogurt? You know, dahi, curd. What is the difference between Western culture and dahi, curd? You don't know? But everyone knows, everyone this experience. What is the composition of the yogurt? How we make yogurt? Who is cook? How we make yogurt? Kako se to imenuje? Kodaš yogurt, not? Ne, it's like culture, ne? Put little culture. That's the difference. In yogurt, there's at least little culture. And in the West, there is no culture. We are laughing, but this is true. But we are so proud of this civilization, conquering the world.
Now he's destroying themselves. No? But then focus on teamwork. We are team players. When we are going Padayatra, this is good for Sankirtan team, that we are one team, one for all for one. All together, there is no my result, your result, or I am this, I am front, backside, I am singing, I'm not singing, holy name. Everyone, this group endeavor. We say we are so strong. What is the strongest chain? This so strong we are. Then everyone is important. But we also, for example, when people give us donations or they stop, we express gratitude. We are grateful to them. And so many other things. Everyone can think about these things when we are going out. It's not that we are artificial. And this, naturally, devotees have all good qualities. This soul have all good qualities. More we are connected with Krishna, more we can express or show these good qualities. In the beginning, we are a little more attentive. Consciously, we are trying to be good or grateful, like this. And also we have for this Padayatra, we have also, we set goals, different goals. One of the goals is we want to distribute minimum 4,000 books, transcendental books, and many more cookies and holy names and leaflets. And we want to also make new devotees from this Padayatra. Some new devotee will join. And also participate, that a lot of devotees, we have some friends, invite devotees to come at least to one day or half day or 15 minutes or just bless the Padayatra, whatever. And in the, I will just read one letter, because now is going on a revolution in the world. Now is we are starting movement again, restarting the movement again. We take nap. Last 20 years we take nap. Now we are again with bridge preaching. We take nap with bridge preaching. You know which is a bridge preaching? Which is the best bridge preaching? Who knows the best bridge preaching? Huh? Yeah, direct preaching is best bridge preaching. Every day we have experience when we go to Padayatra, direct preaching is best bridge preaching. Because bridge preaching failed, the bridge destroyed. And we fall from the bridge. Because we have experience, I'm also disputing Croatia, Zagreb, because especially in the US, they tell these elders and who are tourists, I ask them, Hare Krishna, I heard them in the 70s, they are very, very prominent, but I don't know where they are now. They are like, maybe they are already, what is it called? Finished their extinguished. They were stopped, there was no more Hare Krishnas. Hare Krishnas have this expression, this impression. The one devotee, when he's distributing this Mahotsaha Prabhu, when distributing books in the US and Atlanta and some other places, asking, where your guys so long? Where you're waiting so long? Means I'm waiting, where you're so long? Hey, we just took a nap. We just took a nap a little, and now we come. Now you can take books. Now you can take books. We are here. We are still alive. Because what is eternal cannot be destroyed. That's Hare Krishna movement is eternal. We cannot destroy Krishna. We cannot destroy Hare Krishna movement. Because eternal movement, this endeavor We can't, like, for example, Durvasa Muni, he wants to destroy a devotee, but it's not possible. He destroyed himself. No? He had to fall down at the lotus feet of the Lord. Therefore, there is the same potency, what was in the Krishna's time 5,000 years ago, the same potency, same mercy, when was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here, the same mercy, the same Shakti, the same spiritual power, same mercy was in Prabhupada's times. For example, we hear Prabhupada's lecture, the end of lecture, Jai Prabhupada! At the end of lecture, here, some lecture here, Jai Prabhupada, everyone was jumping on the roof. After the roof. Same potency is now. And these are showing the devotees in different places in the world who are following Prabhupada's program. Because here is written the end, this is the end of the purport. It is said, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyana Bhujo. Even the most learned and experienced person can understand the movements of a Vaishnava, a pure devotee. No one therefore should criticize a pure Vaishnava. A Vaishnava knows his own business. Whatever he does is precisely right because he is always guided by the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. And we have a living example, Srila Prabhupada. For example, our founder Acharya, here is our example. And he knows what he's doing, what he gave us, here treasure. And therefore we just have to follow. And for example, when he broke this devotee, he broke the first record, second record, and Prabhupada used one word in his times from Napoleon, that the word impossible is in the dictionary of or a fool. We don't want to be fool. And therefore, what is right, his spiritual master, he wrote to this devotee, Mahotsava Prabhu, his spiritual master is His Holiness Bhaktivikasa Swami. Maharaj, he wrote to him, Shishi Guru Guranga Jata, dear Mahotsava Prabhu, may Srila Prabhupada's blessing be always upon you. This is not good news, it is staggering, it means surprising, surprising, staggering. 28 sets sold and a total of over 2,000 books. Can you increase, is the question. I am sure you will, because the spiritual potency is unlimited and you are plugged into it. With all the best wishes for your continued distribution of mercy. Hari Guru Vaishnava Dasa Bhaktivikasa Swami. This was written 30 May 2022. This is not 70s, 80s, 90s. This is 2022. Remember that. Just now, he was on the street. He distributed these 28 sets and other things, Bhagavatam set, in Atlanta. Not to Indians, to the some majority Afro-Americans, our brothers. We love our brothers. And then what was after a few days, this happened. This came true. He wrote. New world record. This is now new world record. First new world record, 913 books by Harinanda Prabhu from Switzerland. It was in '90s. If 30 years we need time to build, then some special soul appear and smash the records. We are spiritual smashers of records. Spiritual competition. We love to smash our goals for the pleasure of Hari Guru and Vaishnava. Don't be afraid to smash goals, your goals, spiritual goals. And new world record, dear Guru Deva, please accept my repeated obeisances at the dust of your lotus feet. All glories to your holiness. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and his faithful followers. Only due to causeless mercy upon me, your prediction that I will increase has come to pass. For your transcendental pleasure, the new world record is, you hear. This is one day, 1,590 Mahabik, 1,414 medium small, which includes 34 Srimad Bhagavatam sets, this is a 44 volume, 47 Bhakta stacks, and 3,320 loose small and medium books. For a grand total of, someone calculates, who is good in mathematics, I didn't calculate, we have written here, no problem, for a grand total of 3,004 books distributed. He wrote some poem of Bhaktivinoda. He said, Ekaki Amara Nahi Payabala Harinama Sankitane Tumi Kripa Kori Shada Bindu Diya Yeho Krishna Nama Dane Krishna Nama Toma Krishna Setumara Krishna Dite Paro Toma Sakati Ache Amito Kangala Krishna Krishna Boli Daitave Pache Pache Amito Tumara Nitya Dasa Taikuri Eud Asa Tumbina Anya Gati Nai Tomara Kukura Mahotsaha Das. You know what is the meaning? Tomara Kukura. You know, Mataji? Ah, we are dog of Vaishnava. We are dogs, we have this, you know. This is first you get this, the, how you call it? No, this one. Yeah, Kunti Mala. Yeah, Uvratus, how do you say Uvratus?
Color.
Huh? Color? Dog color. And then you get also the threat. This. Also threat, also you get threat. No? Both. No? Dog. Vaishnava. Dog, Holy Spiritual Master. And this happened. This was 10 June. This previous month, 10 June. 20 days back. This happened. And this when increased, Ananda Buddhivardhana. And this increase more and more. This is unlimited. This is the Sankita movement, which is here Panchatattva. We have big Panchatattva, not by chance. To have big goals, big distribution, everything big. Big temple, everything big. Big devotees, with a lot of devotees. And now we're going around Nitagora Nataraj and their expansion, and going around giving darshan to invite everyone. Please come and join the movement. You can join full time, part time, doesn't matter. No? It depends on our needs, interests, and concerns. Yeah. But it's good to everyone join for full time, mission for some time, full time. Good training. Yeah, this is here. This temple is one of the best temples in International Society for Krishna Consciousness in the West. All spiritual masters want to send some devotees here for training. Here is good education. We have here kirtan attack, also kirtan retreat. Everything is balanced. And education, everything is here. And service, unlimited opportunity for service. We are very fortunate that we can be connected to this temple, no yoga pit, to the Mayapur Dam. If you see this photo, this is the Prabhupada right photo, this from Prabhupada's right hand. Down is Chaitanya Lila, and up is, what is up? Krishna Lila, Rasa dance. In Padayatra is Rasa dance. If you want more of this, you can ask Lalita Govinda Prabhu. The meaning of Padayatra, confidential meaning of Padayatra. Here I will conclude. Thank you very much for your patience. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Burning question.
Hare Krishna, you've said on the lecture about bridge preaching, that it's not very effective.
Failed.
Yeah, but my question is, if it's not so effective, why half of new participants in Hare Krishna movement, or even more than half in our yatra, are from Ananta Vijay's attempts, who are basically bridge preaching, but then gradually brings them to chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Or maybe you are not familiar with numbers in the yatra, or I don't know, I'm asking with Krishna.
For example, last 20 years, you can also hear the lecture, bridge preaching failed. That is more explained. What we expected from the bridge preaching, he didn't give results. for example, 20 years. Okay, this start after after 2000s was more stress on bridge preaching, yeah, and was big struggles, yeah, big struggles. For example, we started. For example, why is here? For example, that's very very nice example. For them, this temple didn't came immediately. Devotees want this big temple because they were first living in the here nearby. Area with house, in the house. And house become too small. There were so many devotees. Understand? We need, in 90s, it became 92, Lidhika Vrinda Prabhu was from the beginning. 92, they need big temple. How many devotees? How many devotees was living there? Here, yeah. 65 devotees. This, how many? 23 brahmacharinis. This is Prabhupada give opportunity also to Matriji, like a brahmacharya, like. And means more than 40 brahmacharis. Means a big temple. I see. I was also joining, unfortunately, in this wave. Yeah. And then, we didn't increase numbers. Ambag, we decrease numbers.
Yeah, until Ananta
Vijayakar. Until Vijayakar, then he started preaching.
But why shouldn't we use all the weapons? Why should we use only direct preaching? If obviously in some cases preaching works, so if it works, we use it. And we use everything what we have for Krishna. What it works, it stays. What it doesn't work, goes away. No? So why shouldn't we make an effort to ruin bridge preaching? Why?
Listen, those who want can do bridge preaching.
Yeah.
Those who want can do bridge preaching. Those want, but yeah, I'm back. We have to preach Krishna consciousness. No one is preaching Krishna consciousness. For example, bridge preaching already is going on. There are so many yoga societies. There are so many other societies. And for example, what happens? We want to become like one with society. There is no more spiritual revolution. We are like one of many groups. For them, for example, we met yesterday one of his friends is directly from the field in the Maribor from another group. You don't tell the name. No need to tell them name. Eh? I can tell anyway. Eh? For another, he told, yeah, his friend, what Bhakta Domena, good friend, ne? He introduced him to Krishna consciousness. Ne? But he's another Krishna consciousness, so-called Krishna consciousness. He's thinking that this is also good Krishna consciousness. This Krishna consciousness also same like Hare Krishna consciousness, same. But when we spoke immediately, we see it's not same. They don't have parampara. They are some so-called guru, some self-manifested God. You have some, I don't know. Morning, he wake up and I will save the world. Understand? But they're only mess. They're worshipping everything. and no rules and regulations. No rules and regulations. And he's thinking that the same, Hare Krishna, and he's always practicing correct path. Hare Krishna also correct path. He don't know. But he has books, all books. But he don't no discrimination. Because we present Krishna consciousness, it's one of the many of the, it's not one of the many. Prabhupada, when Prabhupada ki preach, listen, we can't remember. Prabhupada ki utai, you are wrong, I'm right. Understand? He told directly, Prabhupada, that's because he approached, basically preach. You are wrong, I'm right. Why? Because Krishna is telling. I'm not authority, but Krishna is authority. Understand? Therefore, people are thinking the Hare Krishna one, same. Only Baba, this is Baba, same, like Krishna consciousness. But there's a big difference. This is what we lost. This is called, we lost our caste and we remain hungry. This is one Brahmana. We know Brahmana, he never accept food from others, lower caste. Yeah? But he was so hungry, then he go to the Shudra house. Yeah? Shudra house.
Shudatama is the lowest in the Varna Ashrama, the lowest caste, and the lowest position in society, and asked for some food. And Shudra, he gave him a little food to the Brahmana. Brahmana was so hungry. And Brahmana ate this food. And what happened to Brahmana? Brahmana was more hungry. It's not enough, little. Then he asked Shudra, please give me more. And Shudra have, sorry, my dear Brahmana, I don't have. I don't have. Only little I have. So means Brahmana, then he remember, oh, I lost my caste and I went hungry. Understand? Understand?
Bridge preaching is not Bhakti Mark. Ne? Bridge preaching is Ananta Prabhu, for example, he does bridge preaching in lectures.
But this
no, Bhakti. I Ananta Vijaya makes bridge preaching. He preaches Krishna consciousness.
Yeah. No, Ananta Prabhu also makes bridge preaching on the lectures.
No question. He's doing bridge preaching. No, he's not doing bridge preaching. He is doing Krishna consciousness.
Well, I don't agree also.
Is the problem? We are now calling
For example, there are big problems in America. They don't want that Krishna consciousness become Indian movement. We want international movement. Anyway, this is a separate side. We don't discuss this. But we lose 20 years. Understand? This is the point. But you can hear the lecture. You can also write then directly to the speaker of this lecture the question.
Your Maharaj gave the lecture.
Yeah, just few days back. You can, but he will come also here. You can explain. Yeah. What is the problem?
Well, I agree with all with many of those points, but I made very specific with what I don't agree.
Yeah, listen. See, we also when we are distributing books, also making brief preaching. Some is very short.
Of course.
But yeah,
you are doing bridge preaching. That's my point. Yeah, but we are all doing it. Yeah. Okay.
Bridge preaching means immediately you give Krishna consciousness.
Of course. Yeah.
No. But bridge preaching means fail. We didn't make bridge preaching.
Yeah.
Understand? We only make bridge, but we don't. But we remain on the bridge.
In many times, definitely. Yes, I agree that in many times you are right. But sometimes, in some cases, it worked. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the.
Well, let's make connection means bridge.
We should praise devotees who made an effort and who made devotees. That's all what I'm saying. Not that you are completely wrong. Not that I'm right. I'm just saying that in some rare cases it works. So why stop it?
What is problem that we shift the direction?
Yeah, that's it. The problem. Yeah.
All the time they can in your private time whatever you can do, but this is not the main thing. Become main thing. Understand? Because main thing, we shift there. Those can do privately, there are so many things they can do, devotees they are doing. Yeah. Directly, indirectly, whatever. But this is not the point. Yeah. We have to remain. Yes. Yeah.
So, Avaduta Raya Prabhu has the question. Social media can be a cause of offending devotees. Should we introduce a fifth regulative principle? No Facebook, no Twitter, etc.
For example, this is like my bodies. We kill, né? We destroy. This is not solution. We can use for preaching. We feel it is very effective. For example, now in this COVID time, there was increased the preaching on the internet, increased the devotees preaching.
Everything, for example, also this microphone was not created for speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, but we are using for Srimad Bhagavatam. This is called Yukta Vairagya. Whatever media we are using. So, who is using, but for what purpose is using this, then different. This is everything we can misuse. This is the problem or challenge that we don't misuse. For example, in social media, coming good things and pop out bad things, for example. Therefore, Hare Krishna also we hope to be there, the people here. Then when they open, also pop up Krishna, also pop out. Hare Krishna, we are over here, we are also here. That we hide ourselves, that is also not good. Also, we don't do proper. And we can use social media, but not for sense gratification. There are specific devotees who have this service. Not that everyone has to be on internet 24 hours, or midnight, or 2 o'clock morning. I'm still writing mail, discussing big topic. Understand? It's mangalarati. Mangalarati, no mangalarati. That then become proper balance. This is challenge. We become slaves. For example, first we have this mobile. We are the master of this mobile. But after some time, become servant of this mobile. This is the problem. we need strong spiritual practice, and we can balance these things. We use it as how much is needed. There's nothing bad in this media. Everything is created by Krishna. Krishna inspires for spreading Krishna consciousness more fast. By the same time, also Maya also spreading fast. Who will be the faster? Krishna or Maya? Maya is attacking and Krishna attacking. But Krishna is Surya, Sama, Maya, Haya, Andhakar. But Krishna is the sun. Maya is darkness. Where is Krishna? There is no darkness. There is no Maya. There is no competition going on. And we are on Krishna's side. If we go today also out. To remove the darkness from our heart and others' hearts. Okay, something else?
Hare Krishna, I have a question about offenses, which you talked about in the beginning of the class. We know one of the offenses is criticizing Vaishnavas. My question was about when this becomes unintentional. For example, I have a very critical mind, by nature since childhood, and I tend to try to analyze everything, good sides, bad sides. So, on the one hand, analyzing something, a situation, a talk, something is not bad, but this criticizing is something other than analyzing good and bad sides, I feel like. So, my question is, what exactly is criticizing and what makes it an offense? Even if it's not outside, not pointing out mistakes, but internal.
If I correctly understand the question, we also spoke about when it's intentional and unintentional, I also mentioned.
Yes.
You know, when it's unintentional, it's not consciously we don't commit mistakes, business offenses.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I guess my question has two parts. One of them is...
First is this, when it's intentional, when it's unintentional, it was first part.
Yes, when it's unintentional, what can we do?
Yeah, we ask for apologize, for excuse. Prabhuji, Mataji, please excuse my attention and unintentional offenses.
But it's not...
this is the first part.
when it's unintentional and it's not outside, it's in the mind.
Yeah.
We criticize someone internally.
Yeah.
We don't express it to them.
Yeah.
We know enough not to criticize them to their face,
yeah,
not to anyone else, but still in our mind this happens.
Yeah. It's going, what is, что на уму, то на друму, как это English. What is in the mind is very easy will come to the tongue, to the mouth. This is connection, né? Because mind is going through the senses. Né? This mind, this is tongue, né? This eyes, né? Touch, smell, ears. Né? This mind is an internal sense. This will go out if you don't control the mind. You have to pure mind. Né? You avoid also in the mind. What is in the mind will come out. Is that? It's not good to criticize loudly or in the mind. It's not auspicious.
But when it's unintentional.
Unintentional anyway. You're not aware. But intentionally, also in the mind, intentionally we don't criticize. Also in the mind, the word is always repentant. He's always humble. He always smashing his head, you know. Mind what you're doing. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he told, ne, in the morning 100 times with the shoe, and evening 100 times with the broomstick, ne, smash the mind, ne. Rascal mind, you know. Non-devotee, always criticizing devotees, ne. Always looking bad things, ne. And then we become bee, you know, bee, not fly. Then we have to train our mind. This is Krishna consciousness, the training for the mind. We train the mind. And the best training, the best how to engage the mind, how to spread Krishna consciousness. We always think how to spread Krishna consciousness. How to do good for others. This is Bhagavad Gita. And this is austerity of the mind. How to do good for others. All the time think about good for others. How to do something good for others. Well-wisher. Well-wishing. Mood. This is the training. Yeah? Because to train our mind. When we catch the mind, we have to say, oh, next time we will think different. It is intelligent. We go in the intelligent, we control. There is senses, mind, intelligent, soul. We have to control mind with intelligence. Intelligent is Guru Sada Shastra. We have to sharpen our intelligence, you know, with studying the scriptures like this. You can read this Nectar of Instruction. You have Nectar of Instruction? Read this book, Nectar of Instruction?
I read it, but
long time
years
back.
Ago and not
super.
That careful.
You can, this year you can also read. Refresh. How to vachu vega manasa krodha vega. It's the first shloka. Speaking about controlling these urges and pushings.
Thank
good?
You. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
That's it? Okay, thank you very much. Grantarachi Mad Bhagatam ki jai, Shubhrapat ki jai, Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sinna Beva Cha, Patitanam Pavanebhya, Vaishnavebhya Namo Namaha.